Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm here with Aideen, and we're interviewing the Minister for Education, Jana Sullivan.
What is the most rewarding part of being a minister?
Well, the most rewarding part for me definitely is seeing the huge passion for education that there is in Ireland and the wonderful work that's done right throughout the education system, and particularly the way in which young people engage with the education system and really want to learn.
And what is the most difficult part?
The most difficult part, I think, is probably that we're still in a situation where we don't have as much money as we'd like to have to put into education because of the economic collapse of the country. And there are so many areas where we could improve the situation if we had a bit more money. So I think that's the most frustrating part.
Do you have any happy memories of your time in school?
I do. I mean, I actually really enjoyed school. I loved the social element of school. I loved having friends, making friends, and I still meet with old school friends, you know, from even though I'm fairly old lady now, but I still meet my old school friends. And I suppose the other thing that I enjoyed about school was that I did actually like learning, and I still like learning. I think I see education as something that you're doing all of your life. It's not just something you do at school.
What do you think are the most important skills we should learn in school?
I think the skill of engaging with other people is probably the most important one, and of understanding yourself, learning to know what kind of person you are, and then learning to learn, I think, and being able to acquire knowledge but also use knowledge and use it creatively.
What do you think would be an adequate and realistic student-teacher ratio that would allow students to reach their maximum potential?
Well, I suppose, you know, student-teacher ratio, unfortunately, is an area that was affected. I mean, I said one of the most difficult things about my job was not having enough money. And unfortunately, when you have a limited amount of money, that affects student-teacher ratio. But I would say that it's important, in particular with the younger classes, that when we are in a position maybe to improve on student-teacher ratios, that the younger children in particular would benefit from smaller classes.
You got involved in the EdChat, i.e. Twitter conversation with teachers earlier this week, which is very warmly received. Do you plan to use social media in your work as the Minister for Education, and how do you see this evolving?
Yeah, I thought that was really useful. I really enjoyed it. It was a way of engaging. And I think that, you know, I suppose in my era we didn't have anything like that, but there are so many ways now that you can communicate. And I think we should see these tools as a positive and ways that we can engage in a much more broad way than certainly in my time in school.
What part do you see technology playing in education in the future?
Well, I mean, I think technology is constantly changing, so I don't think we can really predict. I think we just have to go with it, and we have to ensure that whatever is available, that we use it, but that we don't let it use us, that we are the ones who are using the technology in order to broaden our education. So we shouldn't be scared of it, but we also, you know, should see it as something that we have at our disposal to make the education system better.
Do you see a problem with students being more technologically aware than their teachers?
Not at all. I mean, I think that's almost inevitable. I mean, I see my two-year-old grandson who's, you know, perfectly able to use a mobile phone and use his finger to slide things across. I mean, that wasn't even invented when I was his age. So that's what knowledge is about, really. Things are always changing, things are always moving on, and teachers shouldn't in any way be afraid if their students know more than they do about technology.
What are your top three priorities as Minister for Education?
Well, my first priority is to make sure that that I maintain the very good education system that we have. My second priority would be to constantly keep the curriculum under review so that we give students the opportunity to have the best possible experience. And that means that we have to change, we have to move, but we also have to do that in a way that we know is grounded in good pedagogical theory, so that we know we're doing the right things for the right reasons. And I suppose the third one would be to make sure that every child has an opportunity to reach their full potential, and that's probably the most important one, so that, you know, it's not just about the students who can get over 500 points in their Leaving Cert. It's about everybody having the best possible educational opportunity.
How do you plan to keep in touch with the concerns and ideas of young people?
I think by meeting young people probably is the most important thing, and genuinely listening to young people. I get the opportunity as minister to go to a lot of schools, and but you know, I suppose some people will talk rather than listen. I talk as well, but I think listening is just as important. So just by constantly communicating, I think the way in which any of us do a good job is by communicating with each other.
Is there anything that we as the media team can do to facilitate this?
I think to have the kind of engagement that we're having. You know, you're giving me an opportunity to express my views. If there's a way that through your team you can feed back to me the ideas of young people that you would be engaging with in your team, then I'd be very happy to get involved in that.
Okay. We're the youth media team, and you can find us on ymt.fm. Thank you very much, Minister.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.